AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Navage.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. A big winter storm is moving east after hitting Southern California hard. KCBS TV reporter Joy Benedict has more.
We got snow coming down.
It's called the High Desert.
Huge chunk.
So it was quite a sight when giant snowflakes fell from the sky.
Me and my son, we went and played around in the snow.
A rare occurrence in this part of California.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor with a forecast.
This point doesn't look to be anything too significant like we saw last week across the upper Midwest, but there will be the threat there for some heavy rainfall. And then the other concern would be some flooding due to some of that rain falling on top of the extensive snowpack in the region.
The train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, is still bringing problems to residents 3 weeks after the incident. Now the CDC is going door to door to record medical problems. CBS News correspondent Roxana Saberi reports.
Environmental activist Aaron Brockovich told people at a town hall in East Palestine to keep calling for the truth.
Every community I've been going to for 30 years, it's the same runaround.
Since the train derailed on February 3rd and spewed toxic materials, residents have reported an array of new health problems.
They're worried because they've got coughs and respiratory problems.
The fighting has not stopped in Ukraine just after the country marked 1 year since Russia invaded. CBS's Christina Ruffini from Washington.
President Biden defended more than $32 billion in American military support.
The cost of walking away could be considerably higher than the cost of helping Ukraine maintain its independence.
Telling ABC News it will help President Zelensky negotiate peace from a position of strength.
A popular comic strip is no more in many newspapers. Correspondent Adriana Diaz explains why.
Newspapers across the country have pulled the long-running Dilbert comic strip after a racist rant from cartoonist Scott Adams. In a video posted to YouTube, Adams called Black Americans members of a, quote, hate group, saying white people should stay away from them.
Angela Bassett won Entertainer of the Year at the NAACP Image Awards in Pasadena, California last night. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever claimed the Best Movie Award. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump was honored and spoke at the ceremony.
We will not let elected officials exterminate our history, our literature, or our culture.
Queen Latifah hosted the awards. This is CBS News.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage. Available at Navage.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 3 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. 33 today, under sunny skies, westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, freezing rain likely, 24. 36 tomorrow, a mixture of precipitation likely. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
Today,
darkness is pleasant.
Rescue!
trees.
Essential Last Crack on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That is Minnie Toboggan. That's from Burning Funkhouse Live, correct?
Burning Funkhouse Live. That was recorded in 2002 on my birthday. You know, that
on your
song
birthday, yeah,
is one of my favorite songs. And one of my favorite parts of that is when he says Skeletrees. It's like such a unique word. I think he made that one up. I don't know. Skeletrees, right?
I don't think it's in the Webster's.
Yeah. Yeah,
might be. I don't
great
know.
Song.
We heard Three Ghosts before that from their latest release, which is now a couple years old, 3 or 4 years old.
And not to mention that those songs were written 2004.
So they're not, I mean, they're brand new to the people when it came out, but.
That's right, but yeah. They were written in 2004. They would play them every now and then in the various concerts that they were doing until that album came out. They were.
Yeah. We did a top 41, the top 41 of 2019, and Icicle was the number two song in the countdown. They got beat out by Katie Scullin, Porch Hangs, which Paul Schluter produced.
Oh, that's right. He got the number one and two there. Yeah, Icicle, that was the single from that album.
It was. Really cool song. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker on the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting all across the state of Wisconsin. We're in Green Bay, Oshkosh, Wausau, Stevens Point, Waukesha, Amory.
Richland Center.
And Richland Center. And here in Madison at the flagship here on Mad Radio 92.7. Welcome, everybody. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. You got to check them out, these guys out. They're great. They have great food, a great bar beer. They make their own beer right there, Rocker.
They have great beer, Jimmy.
They really do. Plus, they have some live music. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com to get all the details. And by thespaceship.tv. Check listings, see a show, buy tickets. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds, live to internet streaming of all your favorite bands. Go to thespaceship.tv, thespaceship.tv for all your needs. Rocker, you got anything to say, or should we just play some music?
Let's play some music, Jimmy.
I've got some very important music to play right now. A little bit metal for you here on Max Inc. Heavy. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. They have new album out. The CD release party is happening at the High Noon Saloon on Thursday, March 23rd. Great lineup. You can get more information on their Facebook page. Here is a brand new song, the title track. Brand new, Faith Hills Have Eyes. This is The Rith Element on Max Inc. Heavy.
Oh,
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Virginia ran away, voices in her head, searching for an answer as she comes undone.
With Bad Year, that's brand new off their latest album, Oh Virginia. I'm so sorry. It's a fan favorite for the Bad Year fans. Before that, we heard Birth of Tragedy, Defense of a Lost Cause. Rocker, you got some information about Birth of Tragedy.
Birth of Tragedy, Jimmy, they're excited to announce that on March 3rd, they're going to be releasing their debut record, which is, you know, I think from 20-plus years ago. It was called Samsara, and they're going to release it out on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, and remaster that album. It was recorded in 1999 at Coney Island Studios with Wendy Schneider, all analog, so they're going to re-release that, you know, all these years later. Pretty cool to see local bands doing that,
you know,
after 20 years, especially heavy ones, Jimmy.
Indeed. Wendy Schneider. I actually just saw Wendy Schneider about a week ago. She had some TED posters that she wanted to give away to the people. You know, TED Offensive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The black one with the silhouette with the broken guitar.
TED Offensive, the famous metal DJ from WRT Metal and Punk for many years.
And he was in the punk scene big time out in California. He was in some bands and stuff like that.
We missed Ted.
And, you know, dude, remember the time we went to WORT Studios? Ted was interviewing us about Max Inc. Radio on WORT.
That's right.
And Rocker Vodka had just come out.
Wow.
And we went in there like you normally do with the bottle of vodka and the shot glasses. And Ted was like, yeah, let's party.
That must have been 2011.
Somewhere in there, yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Have a PBR tonight for Ted.
And, of course, Wendy Schneider, she is the one awesome behind the Smart Studios documentary and many more.
So awesome. All right. Coming up, we got music from the Takeaways. We're going to do some I Am Dragon. We got some new Sky Urchin. We're going to play some more Cherry Pit Studio music from Blame It on Kane. Got the new one from the Skin Tones, so we'll try to squeeze in some Bronze Scorpion. That's all coming up. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. A big storm that walloped Southern California is now hitting the Midwest. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor with the forecast.
In the lower elevations where there's been some heavy rainfall, there's been some mud and debris flows and some localized flash flooding.
Representatives from the CDC are going door to door in East Palestine, Ohio, after the train derailment more than 3 weeks ago. CBS's Roxana Saberi.
How often do you come outside?
Lately, not often, just because of the chemicals.
Bridget Piles lives in the nearby town of Negley.
I'm afraid of the chemicals coming here and the after effects.
The U.S. has provided more military aid to Ukraine.
The latest $2 billion package includes ammunition and small high-tech drones, but not fighter jets. For now, the Ukrainians will have to make do with tanks, delivered by Poland this week, and another round of sanctions.
Christina Ruffini reporting. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Major Bros on Max Inc. Heavy. That was I Am Dragon. I saw a Facebook memory with I Am Dragon at the Frequency not too long ago. Brought back very fond memories. Blame It on Kane in front of that. Tuna and the Takeaways started that set off with End Up Here. Blame It on Kane. That was a Cherry Pit studio band. They recorded there. Their new album's really good.
Yeah, it is. We just had them in the studio.
We just had them in the studio.
And it's amazing how many of our bands that we had in our staple were recorded at Cherry Pit.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Stop into their Atwood Avenue office on Madison's East Side or find them online at Weikert Realty, Weikert-Lakepoint.com. That's Weichert-Lakepoint.com. They're good friends of yours, Rocker. They got an event coming up, too, don't they?
They do, Jimmy. We're having an art gallery. I happen to be a realtor at Weikert Realtors Lake Point, and that's going to be on February 23rd, a Thursday, from 6 to 8 p.m., and you know what is kind of crazy? I'm going to feature a ton of Maximum Ink artwork. We're going to have a bunch of the covers and the magazines out. We're going to let people read it.
I love it when you do this.
And then we're going to have also some artwork from Catherine Capillero from VO5. She's going to have some of her great artwork up there and about five other artists as well on display at the gallery on Atwood Avenue for Weikert Realty.
That's awesome. And thanks to Weikert for helping us help the Madison music scene to promote it, play their music.
New sponsors. And we'll actually we'll be talking to Rob Greether. He's the owner of Weikert Realty, and he'll be in the studio Saturday.
All right. Looking forward to that. Next Saturday, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Rocker, we got to take care of some sad business here. Rockstar death notices.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
Jimmy.
Dude.
Yeah, a friend of ours, Remo Redding. He was from the band, guitar player out of Milwaukee, Waukesha area. He was with the band Dad the Plow, most recently, I believe, and then Victims of Voodoo and plenty of other bands. Mm-hmm. And we're working on getting some of his music, and we'll play some next week for us.
Man, I did not know him, so I'm unfamiliar. But thanks for letting us know about that. It's always sad news.
Well, you know what? You missed them, Jimmy, because they used to play a lot with Subatomic from around Madison. And so they used to share a lot of shows often between Madison and Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Dad the Plow, Subatomic, and some of those bands.
Nice. An old Madison band that has a big show coming up is the Skin Tones.
Oh, yeah.
They were just in the studio not too long ago as well. We tracked through the entire album. This song. Had a great conversation with Pete and Tony. The name of the new album is called Coming to Collect. They're going to be at the High Noon Saloon saying goodbye to the Pimps. Skin Tones' new CD, The Pimps Are Hanging It Up. Also, Wristwatch is playing. We should get the Pimps on Max Inc. Radio, dude.
That would be fun, Jimmy.
It sure would. Here are the Skin Tones, their new one, Played in America. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Raise the voice. Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking.
reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.